you know, we made a tough decision today, and it went into the through the night and this morning. And as difficult as it was, you know, we always have to, you know, make what we think is the best decision for our team. And we just felt it was the right time to make this move, and got nothing but great things to say about LeSean. Appreciate his time here as a Buffalo Bill even before I got here. And it was tough, but again, we'll wish LeSean the best. He obviously was frustrated, rightfully so, but again, we made the decision that we made, and we're going to move forward. Also, guys, you know, I'm not going to talk about any of our other moves right now. I think talking to Derek, we'll talk tomorrow around 4. So I'll take any questions on LeSean that you have, because I understand it's, you know, it's a big newsmaker. If you guys want to fire away.
Hey, Brandon, John Warrell with the AP. You called it a tough decision. Back at the draft and at the start of training camp, you had, you know, essentially asserted that, you know, LeSean's going to be the guy when Dable and Sean roll the ball out. What in your mind changed?
Well, first of all, you know, we believe in LeSean and still believe he can play, but, you know, you can't look at every decision in a vacuum. And, you know, after the draft, you know, you got a guy like Devin Singletary who we were excited about, but some guys transition faster, some guys transition slower, you know, and that's one of the decisions. Who is ready in that running back group to, you know, contribute right away? And we just felt, you know, right now that that Devin would be able to help us, you know, along with the other guys that we're keeping. And so that all went into this decision. Again, it was very difficult, but I believed in LeSean the whole time. And again, it was down to the last minute that, you know, we decided to go in this direction.
Hey, Brandon, Mike Catalana in Rochester. You said LeSean was frustrated. Was he frustrated just with the move itself or the timing or a combination of those things?
I don't know. I'm sure all of it. You know, he put his best foot forward, you know, this whole camp, this whole off season. I thought he handled it well, you know, the added competition. He never said anything negative to me, you know, so that's all I'm going to go off of. But it was a competition. We made that clear with everyone. And, you know, I believe in all our guys. You ask me about any guy that's on our roster when we have 91, when we have 53, I believe in them. They're here for a reason. And sometimes it comes to where you have competition and a good player has to go. And this, we said it all along, there were going to be some tough decisions. And it doesn't get much tougher than cutting a guy with this guy's production.
Brandon, it's Chase Gerstey with the Buffalo News.
Devin Singletary that made you think that, you know what, he is ready, you know, immediately as a rookie to step in and, you know, maybe, you know, carry the load for this team.
You know, we just we felt he's shown enough in practice and in games. And, you know, some of it is physical. I think that was you, Josh, that was asking the question. But, you know, some of it's mental, too. Where are the guys? We have some guys that are young players or new players learning our system on any side of the ball. And so we just felt right now that we could get contributions from Devin. That'll be up to Brian, you know, how he and Kelly Skipper use him. But we felt that he's ready to roll in some form or fashion for our team. And that went into the decision because, again, when we drafted him, you got to get him in here and see how well he picks up his role. And he'll be asked, he is being asked to do some different things. You know, they didn't throw him the ball a lot in Florida Atlantic. So, again, he had to prove himself. And as much as you can. Now, we haven't played live games yet. That's a different test. It's a different speed coming up. And we've tried to warn all our rookies that the preseason has its own speed, and it'll pick up, you know, as we go into week one in the Jets. So, again, Devin's an unproven player, you know, in a regular season game, but we felt he had done enough and answered enough questions for us to make this decision happen.
Hey, Brandon, it's Jake Kirsty with the Buffalo News.
With Channel 2, how close were you guys to trading McCoy and trying to get something back for him.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're going to release a player, not just LeSean, but, you know, some of the other guys that that we've already released, you know, guys that have skins on the wall like him, you definitely check around. And, you know, we did our due diligence. I'm not going to go into where and how and who, you know, all that. But just as we've looked around for players, and that's what happened now. So, yes, we, you know, we did look around to see if there was a right fit, but we did not find that. And so and that was in the very last, you know, I'm going to call it the 23rd hour, so to speak, because this decision really came down all the way to this morning. So, Jay, I know you've tried to ask. Jump in.
Yeah, I was just going to part of that was, you know, whether you had considered that option, and then the other part of it is did you ask LeSean to take a pay cut at all?
You know, I don't really want to get into it, what we did, but, no, we did check around, you know, and with some teams. And, again, this gives him a chance – to kind of choose his destination as well, which, you know, I think he's earned that right as well.
Brandon, Sal Capaccio, WGR. I know you spoke about Devin and what you've seen from him, but what about Frank Torrey and what you've seen from him going all the way back to when you signed him to your comfortability about this?
Yeah, I mean, Frank's been he's done everything asked of him, and he's a pro's pro. You know, really good with the young guys, and he's a vet. He showed us, you know, again, we didn't want to overdo his carries. You know, we didn't want to overdo him or LeSean's carries in the preseason, but we want to get him enough to get the feel of our linemen that were out there in the particular games they played. And, you know, obviously this is his first year in this offense. We feel he understands his role, and he'll jump in there. And if we want him to start, he'll start. If we want him to back up, he'll back up. You know, I think Frank's ready to help in whatever role, you know, Brian Daboll has planned for him.
Hey, Brandon, just piggybacking off of what you said earlier about Devin, was there anything in particular that you needed to see from Devin in training camp in the preseason that maybe you didn't know about him to make this decision?
You know, I think the passing game was probably the thing that was a little bit of an unknown. You know, we did work him out private, and we did throw some balls to him, but, you know, private when nobody's about to hit you, or, you know, different routes maybe than he's asked to do here. You know, he's also, it's a work in progress. He wasn't asked to do a lot of pass pro, seeing it. I'm not going to say he's perfect in either, but he's shown the ability to do it. Now, it's not going to be perfect every time, but we believe he's got what it takes. He understands protections. The first thing to do pass pro is to understand, you know, protections and where things are coming, where the free man's coming that he's got to pick up. And he seems to have a good grasp of that mentally. The next part is his technique. I thought early in camp he was inconsistent with his technique. I think he's improved it, and I think we'll continue to work on it. But you know, he showed enough to be in there on what I would say any of the three downs.
Brandon, it's Warrell again. How much easier was it, or how much did you factor in the fact that, you know, LeSean, even though there was other issues with the line, is coming off his least productive season, and he's 31?
I didn't factor that in. I mean, Frank's 36. And last year, I don't fault LeSean. I think our offense just never got in a rhythm for a lot of reasons. And you can put, you know, some of that on me, probably a lot of it. We weren't good enough up front, and I think we kind of snowballed from there, hence the moves that we did this offseason. So I really thought LeSean earned the right to come back in here and compete, and I appreciate, you know, what he did, you know, up until today. And I got nothing but positive things to say about LeSean McCoy.
Brandon, George from Challenger Community News. Just wondering, was there serious consideration at the trade deadline last October and also during the offseason leading up to the draft of seriously trading LeSean McCoy at that time?
No, there wasn't really, you know, go back to last year, I'll answer that part of the question first. You know, there was some calls and things, but nothing was ever serious. And honestly, you know, you don't want to just give away a good player. And you got to look at where we were a year ago to what we would have gotten returned potentially. And there was never a, you know, without going deep into it, there was never a hard offer or anything like that. People, you know, a couple of calls coming in. Sometimes people are sniffing to see what you're going to do. But at the time, if you look at who's on our backfield now, none of those guys were really here much. And so things change with free agency and then the draft. Like, you know, we also had to protect ourselves, you know, in case, again, I want to go into the draft being able to freely draft the best players. And I didn't want to go into free agency with a major hole there because I knew we had holes, you know, in our O-line that we wanted to attack and also at the receiver position. And then there's been no talk with anybody since a couple of calls last year right at the deadline. So there was nothing this spring, you know, or through the summer until, you know, we did make some calls here at the 23rd hour.
Okay. Hey, Brandon, Thad Brown in Rochester. How much of this decision, you know, as much as you talked about building a long-term winner in Buffalo, is about the idea that having a pair of 30-year-old running backs being maybe the lead guys on your team isn't maybe fit with that vision?
You know, I don't get caught up into that. I know 30 is that number, especially for running backs, that people, especially in the analytic world, throw up a firestorm about. But I just cried and grade the players. And, you know, it's not like I was, you know, extending a guy that's 30-something years old to a 3 or 4 year deal. These guys were, you know, talking about him and Frank, were both on 1 year deals, and I think they both, you know, have 1 year. You take it 1 year at a time when you're on a 1 year deal. So there was, you know, there was every bit of chance that we kept both those guys. I wasn't going in saying, it was never where I was going in saying that we're only going to keep one of the 30-year-old backs. There was a lot of scenarios where we kept them both. And again, that's what made it so difficult.
Brandon Matt Marino from New York State. Quick question on, you know, the locker room. Obviously, LeSean is one of the more respected and well-liked guys in the room. Was there any concern that this could have a negative impact in there?
Listen, anytime you make a move like this, LeSean is a big name, not only in Buffalo but across the league. There's guys, young guys in this locker room that probably played with him in Madden and looked up to him, and so that's hard. And you know, for young guys, I'm sure this is sometimes maybe it's the first time they realize there are tough decisions in this business. And but no, we'll rally, we'll move on, and that's part of it. This is not the first tough decision the Buffalo Bills have had to make, and I'm sure there will be plenty more. They're not easy, but the thing that the Bagulas have asked me and Sean to do is to always make the best decision for the Buffalo Bills, and that's every move we're making. And listen, some of them work out great, and some of them don't. And you know, we'll see on this one.
Brandon, with the Batavia Daily News. When you drafted Devin, did you ever see him rising to this level so quickly?
Well, you know, I don't want to put him on a pedestal, but I think he's done a very good job. He's answered the questions that we've had so far. Again, a guy that hasn't played a regular season game, I don't want to, you know, put him in Canton yet. But what I would say is he's a hard worker. He's very humble. I appreciate the way he approaches the game. He really leans on the veterans, whether it's Frank. I'm sure he asked LeSean questions, whoever. Pat DeMarco's in that room. You know, I really like how he's come in and who he is. You know, you only get to know these guys so much before you put your name on them and draft them. And he's been, you know, such a great young man to work with, and we're excited with where he's heading, but he'll have a lot to prove as a rookie this year.
Brandon, Joe Biscaglia from The Athletic here. I'm just curious with Devin, when was the first time, if you think back, that he really stood out like a sore thumb and you thought to yourself and talked with your guys like, all right, this guy might be ahead?
You know, I think just it wasn't one thing, Joe. Honestly, it's just been the whole thing. Like, as I talked about, we knew he could run with the ball in his hands. I talked about his vision and his instincts and his feel. I think when he checked the box on the passing game, again, he wasn't thrown to a lot in that offense, you know, in college. And so just seeing his natural feel, like you can send guys out for a pass and they can run out there, but there's a feel in zones where to find the holes. There's a feel out there of, you know, just natural hands catching the ball. And then obviously the part I talked about a minute ago was the pass pro. You know, you can be a third down back all you want, but if all you can do is catch it, people are going to blitz you and make you keep that guy in. And so to be a true third down back, the guy's got to be able to catch it and, you know, pass pro and obviously run the routes.
Brandon, it's Fairburn. I'm curious how much you factored in, you know, how LeSean might respond to a reduced workload when you made this decision, just given, you know, how many guys are in that backfield and the role that he's used to having.
Yeah, Matt, that's a good question. I think that definitely, you know, is part of it. You do weigh that. Again, it was a lot of things. We weighed a lot of factors, but yeah, you know, we did see this being a running back by committee, whatever group that we kept. And that would be a different role for LeSean, but it's nothing that we approached him with, hey, we're going to cut your carries down or anything like that. But I think that would have been the role. And it is something, you know, that you have to consider when you're kind of maybe lessening a guy, what he's, you know, a bell cow back for his whole career pretty much. So it definitely went into the thought, but, you know, there was a lot of things that went into it, Matt. But that's a great question. That was one that we definitely talked about.